CliffCentral.com. Came into my life like a bandit, and you know that she's moving on reckless, and she know how to use her own checklist. Everybody know that she's slicker than your average. Slicker than your average. It's Mikhail hanging out. It's called Asiya, and he's in the building. What's happening, sir?
What's up, man?
Listen, I have had the really cool opportunity of hanging out with you before, and I told you then you were fantastic, and now I'm excited that we can tell even more people your story. And who Mikhail is. You're still 15, right?
Yeah, still 15.
And yeah, sometimes people don't make the connection, but we just played your song. Yeah. Such a dope tune.
Thanks.
So, and I know that this started when you were 2 years old, this whole music thing, right?
Yeah, sort of. I mean, I saw videos of me like taking pots and pans and playing them as drums and like plastic guitars and singing along to it. So yeah, I've always loved music since the age of two, I guess.
It's crazy. And like music running through the family, does it? Yes, no? I mean, are there like relatives long lost that were in a band? Like,
My mom was in a band.
Okay.
Yeah, she used to sing, but yeah, I don't really like to talk about my mom singing. I don't know. It's just a personal thing. It's quite weird.
Just a thing. Okay, but at least then it starts to make sense, because sometimes you'll find like that there's a bit of a history of people being in the performing arts.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you could have just been like the first person to kind of do it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's one thing to kind of bang the drums at the age of two, but then it's another thing to fast forward 13 years and you're almost doing this basically like almost full time. I mean, you're still studying and doing all that, but you're homeschooling, which means a lot of your time is dedicated around music. So when was it that the big sort of switch came from, you know, just being a kid kind of hanging out banging on drums to being someone that takes it very, very seriously?
I think this year, because I've always, like, it was always like, I want to do music, I want to get my songs on the radio, but before that happens, you're kind of just in a waiting period. You make your songs, but you're just waiting for timing, waiting for the right time to put your songs out so that the most people can hear it. So probably about like June, July this year, when I released my first song, started going to like shows, and then I started getting a whole bunch of like radio interviews, TV shows, and from there it's gotten a lot more busy.
So it's been a crazy couple of months for you then. And now we're almost at the end of 2017, and the thing at the end of a year is always like, well, how did I do this year? How do you think you did this year, and what were some of the highlights?
Probably my song hit a chart, my first chart ever on YFM, so that was cool. It's actually, it starts at 9, it's now on 7.
That's so cool.
I'm really happy about that. Also, like, the amount of performances I've done, like, I love performing, and especially the type of gigs I did. Like, I've performed with Casper, Nadia Nakai, Nasty C, so it's really been awesome just to perform with people who I look up to, so, you know, it's such a high standard, and then I get to be on that same stage with them.
Nasty must have been cool, because you've covered a Nasty song before and done some stuff around him. So tell me about that experience of meeting someone whose track you'd actually covered.
I didn't even get to meet him that night. He literally, like, he came in from his car, two bodyguards in front, two behind him. He was in this, like, little square. They just walked him onto the stage. He performed and
then
he walked
out. That's crazy.
Because it was, like, even when he left, like, there was people, like, blocking his car and stuff.
Wow.
So
let's speak about this for a second. Like, what you thought, you know, the music industry looked like versus what it actually looks like. Because certainly before you kind of break into it, you have an idea of what the music industry in SA is like and what the different artists are like or what happens backstage. But what is the actual reality that you found thus far in your career?
I think the main thing, I was like, it's going to be so much, like, in terms of backstage especially, like, it's going to be so much worse. But actually, the people are more friendly. They're very supportive backstage. Like, you're going to do well and stuff like that. So that's cool. But in terms of the industry, I thought it was going to go a lot quicker. Like, I thought my music would be on stations as soon as we send it through. I just thought that's how it worked. But there's a much longer process of, like, waiting months for your track to be on radio stations after you submit it. And just, like, you know, getting around the industry, moving up the ladder, I guess, in general, just took a lot longer than I thought.
And all at the same time, you have to keep your school stuff in check. What are the different subjects that you're learning at the moment that are interesting to you? Or is everything fail in comparison to music?
Well, I like maths. I've always enjoyed maths. In science this year, I started learning about the human body. So it was quite interesting to know, like, in detail how your body works. Also a bit scary, like, just the amount of organs you have. But yeah, no, I just finished school recently, so cool. I'm really happy about that. Now I can, for December, just kind of focus on music and shows and making more songs.
Because this is a very busy time of year for a lot of musicians, but it's also the time of year where you kind of have to figure out what the next year looks like. And how do you go about doing that? I mean, the great thing is that you're building a brand, so you get to a large extent decide what that brand is going to be about and what it is that people are going to, you know, take away when they hear your name. So where are you with that and the year ahead?
So next year, I actually just want to put out more music, because this year I wanted to release more music, but just time, like, as I said, I thought it would go a lot quicker, but it takes its time. So next year I just want to release out some music that I think more people will enjoy, some music that I enjoy more that I've made, because, you know, I think artists in general always have their favorite songs versus, like, what they put out. So I'm really excited, because next year, I'm going to be releasing my second song called Gold Lights.
Cool.
And that was actually one of, like, my first songs where I enjoyed my songs, because usually I was quite critical of myself. Yeah. So this is the first song that I was, like, really proud of in that sense.
Very, very cool.
Yeah.
You're not going away this December, right?
No.
Okay.
Well, unless we've been in contact with a few gigs somewhere
out of the province.
Because
the thing about you is that when you get onto planes, you seem to meet all sorts of interesting people. One of the more recent planes you were on, you hang out with CeeLo Green.
Yeah.
And that's a crazy story, right? Because the plane was delayed. There was, like, a whole story. Just take us through
it. It worked out perfectly in my favor. Well, at first it was Christmas, so we got our flight canceled. So I was really sad, because that meant we were going to fly on Christmas, and, like, I really didn't want to do that. And then we got moved on to this other flight, and CeeLo was on that flight, and I just recorded my first song then. So my mom was prepping me up, you know, you have to play it for him, and I was really scared to just play him the song. And then of the 6 hours, I think in the fourth hour after, my mom was like, you're gonna do this, you have to do this. Took my song, walked up to first class, and I met him. I said, hi, my name's Mikhail, I'm 11 and I'm from South Africa, can you please listen to my song? He was really cool. He said, yeah, sure. He listened to it, then he's like, this is good. Then he said, let my wife listen to it. She listened to it, she said it was good. Then they're like, who you here with? And I said, I'm with my mom. And then they got in contact, and we've been in contact ever since.
Yeah, so cool.
Yeah.
Very, very cool story. So, yeah, you're a great guy to go to an airport with, because you never know who's going to land up on the flight.
Yeah.
Who are some of the people that you think are really, really cool locally and internationally, and why do you think they're cool?
Well, I recently just met with MT.
Cool.
A few weeks ago. So he came through, he listened to some of my songs too, and then we started talking about, you know, maybe making a song together. So, and I always loved MT's music, so that would be awesome if me and him could maybe do something. So that's what I'm really looking forward to.
And tell me about, like, when you see a guy like Casper Nyovest this past weekend filling up a stadium with 68,000 people. I mean, it certainly does a lot for the local music industry, but as a musician, when you see stuff like that, I'm sure you find it inspiring, because what you have on your side that a lot of people don't is time. You have a lot of time to make stuff happen now. And certainly if you're starting at this age and you've achieved what you have so far, the trajectory looks really, really great. The future looks great. So when you see something like that, you must get excited about what the next 10 years could look like, right?
Yeah, I mean, if we look back 10 years, South African musicians, it was never even a thought.
Yeah.
And now, like, our artists are doing songs with international, like, huge names. They're filling up stadiums of, like, huge capacity. So I think my future in the music industry is really bright.
Yeah.
And everyone who goes into the music industry in South Africa will just come out a lot further than before.
Tell me about the production process and the studio process, and how you actually go about creating a song. What's the what's it like to be in studio with Mikhail? What's the journey of a track?
Well, usually what I like to do is right before I go in, I like to, well, lots of the times melodies just fly into my head. If ever I think of, like, some nice lines, I just start typing it on my phone. And then, you know, once I've got enough, you know, kind of lines and melodies, I'll go into the studio, listen to some beats, then just freestyle all what I've done onto those beats. And then, yeah, so that'll be like a rough process. That'll be the rough part of it. And then we'll go into studio again, just chill out, and then record for the entire day.
Very, very cool. Hanging out with Mikhail, more with him on the other side of this.
sometimes, you know. What else can we do when we're feeling low? So take a deep breath and let it go. You shouldn't be drowning on your own.
Major Lazer, Justin Bieber hanging out. It's called Cold Water. So, Mikhail, it's going to be a brand new year in a couple of days.
Yeah.
And you kind of really kicked this thing off professionally in June, July. You've had so much success, and we were speaking about what the next year looks like so far.
Yeah.
But certainly, like, tell me about this musical journey that you go on as an artist, like deciding what it is that you want to sound like, what you don't want to sound like, because it's so related to where you are in your own life.
Yeah.
And what does that journey look like thus far, and what does it look like in the future?
So lately, well, my music that I've put out has been pop. Sia is a very pop song, and I've always wanted to do more hip-hop, but I had to try pop to experience what it would be like for me and what people would, you know, if they would like me doing pop or not. So the next songs that I'm going to be releasing are definitely more in the hip-hop genre, and I'm actually more excited to see how people find those songs than they did with Sia, because I like my hip-hop tracks more than my pop songs.
How do you balance, like, who you're going to take advice from? Because, I mean, it's like the second you put something on social media, people have opinions. But even the second you play a song for, like, family and friends, you go around the room and everybody's got a different opinion. So how do you figure out whose opinions you do and don't take?
I kind of, well, mainly what I do is I take everything, and then the one with the most votes is the one. But I use my own vote for like three times everyone else's vote.
Okay, yeah.
So if mine is really outweighed, then I will go the other way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And everybody must be like super proud, hey, family and friends, and they must think it's the coolest thing ever.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Yeah.
My two little cousins, every time I see them, I have to listen to my music all the time.
Oh, wow.
So they like force me to play it, and I'm like, no, let's listen to something else. They're like, we have to listen to your songs.
Oh, that's so
yeah,
cool.
So that's cool.
How long do you like listen to a song before you release it? I mean, you must live with something a hell of a lot. These songs that you're going to release now at the beginning of 2018, they were probably done a long time ago.
Actually.
And you live with it forever. And then how do you not like overanalyze it either?
That's a big thing. Like Gold Lights, I think I made when I was like 13.
Yeah.
13, yeah. So I've kept it. And then what I would do is, like, as I got older, my music, you know, how I would create music would change. So Gold Lights has been like redone like four times to my current age. So I think it's not about, like, you know, analyzing. It's I change, so I have to change it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because I still want to keep that concept because I liked it so much.
Uh-huh.
But I have changed, so I have to, you know, make it to what I am now.
And to keep it moving.
Yeah.
Well, listen, it's been so cool hanging out with you. Always really, really good to see you. Let's go through some of these different social handles and just your words to everybody who's also out there trying to pursue what it is that they love to do.
Yeah, so my social handles are pretty simple. It's Mikhail.world for Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. That's MYKYLE.world. And then just for everyone who's, you know, pursuing music, I guess, at a young age, I would just say, don't let other people influence your decisions. If you think your music is good enough, don't let someone tell you it's not, and then, you know, you pressured not to release it. So I just think take your advice more than someone else's.
Dope. Mikhail, thank you so much for stopping by. We're excited to touch base in 2018 and see where it all goes.
Awesome. This is Kelman on Cliff Central.